Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
My God, the rhythm and the praise, the rhythm of living in the flow of life and the praise of giving God his just due honor, his just due glory. We open our mouths and we let our hearts sing praises unto the Most High God. Let's not be confused. We're talking about the Most High God in the Bible. We're talking about Yahweh God, the Almighty Creator God is who we're talking about, so that there be no confusion on this broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honor the true and only living Creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words in the human language that can possibly profess the gratitude, the thanksgiving, and the great joy that we have for his beautiful son, our Prince of Peace. He's our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave, but most of all, to our wonderful, blessed, beautiful gift of eternal life. Here's our only hope for light in this dark and dying world that you and I are living in. So listen, we're just blessed to be here. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting soul inspirations as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will ignite, will light your flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because I'm here to tell you, God is not a respected person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the gospel according to the apostle disciple Luke, the 12th chapter, 16th through the 21st verse, where we read our Lord Jesus tells the parable of a rich man that was so wealthy that all he wanted to do was get more and more riches. That sounds so familiar. The idea of considering that it is God who has blessed him to be rich never even entered his mind. Now, the thought of sharing his riches never came across his mind, not once at all. It was all about him and him alone. I pray that we Christian believers never fall into the trap of riches, as did the rich man in this parable. We're going to be talking about bigger and better. He kept talking about, boy, I can do this, I can do that, I can do better, I can do bigger. So that's what we're going to talk about, this five gospel experience, bigger and better, from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verse 16 through 21. My special guest is here, author, national recording, gospel artist, woman of God, Annetta M. Williams. It's going to probably take a couple of broadcasts to fully share this great woman of God's testimony, story, and ministry, but we're going to do the best we can, like we always do on this five gospel experience, and provide you, anointed people of God, with the time and the space that you need to glorify God more and more on your ministry. I'm just happy to be a kingdom collaborator with you. Amen. It goes right there. So listen, y'all, we're going to shine our spotlight on special guests that's going to be coming in, and we just want you to keep us in prayer as we encourage, as we minister to one another, as we empower one another using the gifts that God gave us, amen, for his glory. So listen, why don't you go ahead and call a family member, call a friend, call a co-worker, call anybody right now that's in your spirit. And let them know that Brother Ryan is back on the internet radio, giving God his just due praise, giving God his honor and his glory, and encouraging you saints of God to keep on keeping on. If you are not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's fine. You're in the right place. You're right where you're supposed to be. You are right where God intended you to be, so that you can hear some testimony and some biblical truth that we believe will persuade you to accept Jesus the Christ as your personal Savior. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for moving in us, for living in us. We thank you for allowing us this blessed and wonderful privilege to be here now under your grace and under your ministry. We thank you, we praise you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Bless your name, God. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the glory. Have your way, Holy Spirit, God, and let your will be done as we start this fire gospel experience. my God. Woman, Keisha Grandy, and my home with a mission, Ernest J. Lee, letting y'all know that on this Fire Gospel Experience, and whatever you may be going through in life, not just the bad things, but sometimes good things, too, if we be careful, can swerve us in a direction that we may find ourselves wanting to recall. Don't you know that Jesus, oh, that sweet, precious name is what's going to let us know everything's going to be all right. Lord Jesus, I just love the way they just came in and started this Fire Gospel Experience. Just right indeed. Amen. My special guest is here. Amazing woman of God, you all are in for a blessing. We have her. As a matter of fact, we're just going to go ahead and do this woman of God, this author, this national recording of ours. We're just going to have any Annetta M. Williams gospel concert. We're going to introduce her. We're going to, because you're talking about some soul inspiring music, some soul touching music. That is what special guest woman of God Annetta Williams is really all about. She's going to tell it like she could tell it. I'm not going to try to tell her story. Y'all know how I do. I'm just happy to be in the room. I'm just happy to be in the fellowship. When these anointed people of God just make a way to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. She is an international gospel recording artist as well as evangelist reaching the nations. And indeed, she is basically a gospel artist. And we're going to prove that to you if you just hold on and you just stay tuned. So without any further, my special guest, come on, woman of God, Annetta M. Williams is in the house on this Fire Gospel Experience. You know? Blessings, blessings, mighty woman of God. Welcome to Fire Experience. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for this opportunity, which I call it an assignment. But thank you so much for this time that we take out just to acknowledge God first, and then acknowledge what he's allowed us to do here on earth. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Listen, I told my audience, I said, we're going to do an Annetta M. Williams mini gospel concert right here. I got your music all lined up. Don't you worry. I did want to start us off with that new music that I got from Keisha Grandy and my homeboy from Michigan, Ernest J. Lee, letting us know that Jesus, say that name, and it's going to be
everything
all right. Just
be
believe
all right.
in it. Amen. We say it from our heart and our soul, not just with our lips. We believe because we found out. See, those of us that are believers in Christ, we didn't just arbitrarily accept Jesus Christ as some of other religions would believe that we blindly follow Christianity and have not tried it. See, they don't understand. We have tested. God said, test me. He said, try me. And that's what we did. Yeah, some of us hit rock bottom before we got over our stubborn ways. But guess what? We have evidence. We have proof. We don't argue theology and doctrine with nobody because we know of the great transforming work, the divine interception that God put over our lives and the lives of our loved ones. And yes, we're going to talk about your dear mama too, that God is everything that the Bible declares him to be. So we're not just blindly just following religion. No, we're following the creator, the maker of all things. Why don't you go ahead and speak for yourself, woman of God, and tell us what was your life experiences like, woman of God, Annetta M. Williams, when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I grew up in church. I grew up in Church of God in Christ. My mother was the pastor's anniversary. It was a church, a family church. So my uncle, grandfather, all of them ministers, pastors, superintendents. And my mom was very heavy in the church, right? Even today, my mother is the oldest church member with over 60 years. So my foundation has always been church. My foundation has always, not religion, but spirituality. And so we grew up learning that the Bible is our only manual and that God is our only resource and source. So I grew up at a young age knowing that, but I would say that I did not truly understand my relationship with God until I was about 18. At that time, I was married, and so, you know, growing up in church, anyone that grew up in church, you know that you were in church 7 days a week, and if you had a mother like mine, you were in there 10 days a week.
Come on.
So
basically,
learning that your relationship with God cannot be a compass through your parents, but it has to be something that you have to develop with yourself, because it's called a relationship, which means you have to relate to the Savior. And so the greatest thing, finding out at 18 that I had to develop my own relationship, I had to develop my own communication, I had to develop my own connection, I had to develop my own petition to God. And doing that, it put me in the position that I'm in now, to accept God in the totality of who He is. So growing up doing that, and at the age of 8 realizing that I just didn't have a voice, but I had a gift from God.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's been my path.
Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, the thing about growing up in church, and I've heard this from so many, that we grow up in church and the seeds of faith have been planted deep inside of our minds and in our spirits. Thank God, in our spirits, because our minds, as we're growing up, we're being tested. We're being challenged with so much peer pressure from society, from school, from friends. We'll assume that church is just a part of our lives, and not understand that the church is the institution that God intends for us to live our whole, total lives. Now, you're right. A lot of our parents, they kept us in church as long and as much as they felt like they needed to. Thank God that they did what they did. But, you know, we had the tendency to think that if I could just put God in a corner and live the rest of my life, I'll be okay. I made that mistake. I thought that just growing to church and believing the Bible was right was good enough to get me into heaven. Can you relate at all to how growing up as a young Christian is always a challenge, but thankful that our God watched over our adolescent, teenage, and young adult years? Can you identify with any of that?
Oh, totally, because growing up in church, we begin to feel entitled that God hears us. Growing up in church, you feel like, you know, I got a pass because I grew up in this thing. And the thing is, there is not a path or entitlement to being connected to God. You have to work at it and believe it and have faith in it and be faith-driven. And a lot of times we get caught up in the religious aspect. I know how to praise Him. I know how to clap. I know how to dance. I know how to shout. Mm-hmm. But when those toils hit you, when the chaos hits you, when life begins to life you, can you really stand? Can you really withstand things with a scream, with a shout, with a cute dance? Can I really just know the connection with God if I just really commit myself to Him and seek His face? And so that's when the Bible tells you to line up to His will and to His way, and you begin to hear that the change of your aspect will change. You're not so much want to just see God, but you want to hear Him.
That's good. That's good. That's good. You want to walk in His footsteps, because the more that we are enticed by the fulfillment that God puts on our spiritual palate, the Bible says that as the deer runneth after the brook, so our hearts also long after God. We develop a spiritual thirst and a spiritual hunger to know more of God, because see, there's nothing that can replace the true appetite that God placed in us. But what we do is we try to find other things, and then there are some things that are so pleasing to us that we feel like it's okay until that thing runs out, until that thing does not supply the fulfillment that our soul requires. And then we start looking around, and guess what? There is God right there. And we remember everything that our elders, mothers, fathers, uncles, cousins, ministers, preachers, teachers told us. They said that God is the only one that can fulfill our spiritual need and our soul satisfaction. So I am so grateful, woman of God, for the elders, for the mentors that stayed saved long enough so that we can get saved ourselves. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And God has granted me some awesome mentors, some awesome pastors and bishops and elders in my life. I had my grandfather. I had Superintendent James Kirkwood, my uncles. I had my stepdad, William Jackson, Pastor William Jackson. I had, you know, my pastor, current pastor now, Pastor Charles McCarley, and then the late Dr. William Gillison. So I've had some awesome men in my life and women, Pastor Rosetta Swain, my godmother. I've had some amazing women and men in my life outside of my mother who taught me that holiness is right, you know, that holiness is a focal point in everything you do. I grew up with Pastor Andre Clark. We grew up in church as children, and just watching even his ministry grow, looking at his ministry just makes me reflect on what we were taught as children, that it's not so much about what we do, but it's about how we serve him. And so seeing that brings delight to me, because we know we're on the path that God wants us to be on. So there have been amazing, amazing mentors, amazing spiritual guiders, I call them, that has always reminded you what is inside of you, you know, because sometimes we get caught up on the eyesight. We get caught up on people being blessed, and God wants us to be connected to the insight, which is the Holy Spirit. And so I'm excited that all the great things God is doing in this season.
Amen. See, I didn't just bring in an author. I didn't just bring in a national recording gospel artist, listeners. I brought in an elder that is well indoctrinated and well understanding about the biblical, not only word of God, scripture of God, scripture, but how to apply those spiritual principles together. See, that's what comes with maturity. We don't have to try to fix the word of God. What we do is we submit our minds to Holy Spirit God, and he will show us how the Word of God is layered together, how the Old Testament and the New Testament actually are still one book. It was just historically written at different times. Can I share something with you personally about this fire gospel experience that I received a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
This fire gospel experience was put together by God for so many different reasons. I could take up the time for the whole show just explaining why God gave me the title Fire, the Gospel Experience. But I do recall the three Hebrew boys that were in the fiery furnace. And I do recall the burning bush before Moses, how the bush was in the midst of the fire and was not burned. How the three Hebrew boys were in the midst of the fire, and the fourth one, the Bible declares, Nebuchadnezzar said, looks like the Son of God. And I've heard interpretations, woman of God, Anetta Williams, and I'm going somewhere with this, so stay with me, that the proper interpretation of when the three Hebrew boys, they said, were loose and walking in the fire, I'm understanding that the Greek interpretation is that they danced in the fire.
Yes.
They worshiped. They celebrated in the fire. Mm-hmm. And so what I understand is that regardless of the fires that may come to us, that God can actually take the heat away from the fire so that we can continue to thrive and live and be the people of God, even in the midst of a fire. So, listeners, I just want y'all to know that you're listening to a woman of God that is dealing with a certain fire of her own right now, and yet and still, in the very place where her heart is pleading out to God for that dear, sweet mother that she's already testified about being such an important, irreplaceable person in her life, she is telling y'all right now, she said, look, I'm in the hospital doing this interview with Brother Ron E. Jefferson on Fire the Gospel Experience, and I'm here with my dear mother that I want you to share with the listeners what's going on.
Well, I just know God to be who he is and to be a healer. I know that, you know, this time in life is definitely a time to recognize that he is the beginner and the ender of all things. And I recognize that, you know, I always say to my siblings that, you know, the doctors can say one thing, but God has the final report. And whatever he does, whatever he does, I speak, Lord, let thy will be done. Does my flesh be comfortable with that? No. Is my flesh frustrated with the process? Yes. Is my flesh hurting? Yes. But then my spirit is strong because my spirit knows that whatever his outcome is, that it will be well. Whatever his outcome is, it's not an end, but it's a continuation of life. So I just stand, and what I can do is do what I can do. Just make my presence known, and to let my mother know all of the things she has done has been wonderful. And we are not God. We can't say, well done, that good and faithful servant. But I can definitely, as a daughter, I can say, well done, mother. So that's my main focus. And like you said, being in this fire, you know, the thing about the boys, well, they was in the fire, but they praised their way out the fire. And what I realized about life is that when you're in the situation, even being in the weight of the situation, sometimes the weight is uncomfortable, and sometimes you feel like the smoke and the residue of the fire, you can still smell it on you or feel it. But the greatest thing about God is they praise their way out the fire and rejoice and worship out the fire, and there was no residue on them from being in the fire.
Come on.
So I thank God that whatever we're going through, my family right now, that it would not be a residue of sorrow, but it'd be a residue of rejoicing, a residue of joy, and a residue of peace. I speak that over the atmosphere, and I just trust God that it will be done.
Amen. And like the three Hebrew boys, when Nebuchadnezzar looked down into the fire, the three Hebrews said, O King, live forever. Yes, we are still standing.
The day was dark, the courage in me was lost. There was nowhere to run and hide. It was hard to face that my life was flashing before my eyes. What do you do when the report says you reach the end? Oh, but hold to his word, your miracle is here. I'm still standing, Lord God, after it all. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience, that is your evangelistic outreach ministry, reaching the masses for the glory of God, presenting the gospel message of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here. Amen, amen, amen. Woman of God, listen, I'm sure that you have been singing gospel music for many, many seasons. What would you say is the current state of gospel music and how it is affecting our society and our churches as a whole? Do you feel like it is accomplishing the thing that God would have it to do in gospel music?
Wow, you want me to have a touchy conversation.
Yes.
I think that gospel music has shifted greatly. I wouldn't say it's bad or good. I think it's very indifferent now. It's not what we used to. You got to know what genre what's particularly your flavor. I'm an old school traditionalist, so I love old school. I love Thank You, Lord, for all you've done for me. You know, I'm that's just me. You know, I love Him. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. For me, the gospel music now is enticing, I think, to the young people because everybody want to groove. Everybody want to beat.
Everybody
want the best hook. So it's a little different now. But for me, I just like raw singing. I like unedited voices. I like to just hear. Let me hear the error. Let me hear the mistake because, you know, the bird of God said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So anything that's unto Him, it's not really, He's not stating it's a noise, but He's saying, bring everything you got unto me. And I get
that's
the glory
good.
From it, not man. So for me, gospel music has definitely shifted. We got a lot of groove, a lot of, you know, all that stuff. But lately I've been listening to gospel reggae. And so I've kind of been into the gospel reggae lately because, believe it or not, they have so much scriptorial base in their words. And so that has been inspiring to me. What I'm keen on is I need to hear the Bible in your song. I need to hear scripture in your song because that's what's going to encourage me. The word of God encourages me, not so much the song, but the word that's in the song. You know, when I think about Jonathan McReynolds, I love his songs. You know, I love his words and his songs. Marvin Sapp, I love the words in his songs. Tamela Maines, very provoking songs because some of their songs, majority of their songs are scriptorial based. So that's where I think the gospel music has shifted now. Everybody wants the best hook. Everybody wants the best groove. Everybody want to make you want to jump. But my thing is I can jump physically, but can I jump out of my current situation and get to an overcome state of mind? Can I jump out my current situation and be delivered? That's what people need.
And I would say this, woman of God, that the intent of gospel music is not just for the moment, but it is to sustain you. That means I can still reminisce with certain songs that my spirit has recorded that have been embodied, embedded in my psyche. I find myself sometimes singing songs that just pour right out of my spirit with no expectation at all. And I believe this is the overflow of the spirit that God intends for gospel music to apply to every believer. Once we hear a song that is anointed by God, I believe God intends for that song to have resident within us so that it's not always about going through difficult, hard times. We as Christian believers understand that I could be having the best day of my life and talk to God all day long. I don't just run to God when I'm in trouble. I embrace the fellowship, woman of God, and it is a joyous interaction that takes place. Amen. So I'm just believing like
I think
you.
The maturity of our relationship, when your maturity of your relationship with God changes, then your petition to him changes as well. You're no longer asking God for anything. You're asking God to maintain your peace, to maintain your joy, to give you a more abundance, that you can see his glory, that the intensity of your relationship shifts as your maturity. And the maturity comes by the word of God. Study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. How can I divide truth from a lie unless I study it?
Amen. 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 That's amen. That's an amen. That's a big amen right there, because it's not so much about what I want from you, God, is what I want to become in you, God.
Right.
It's like Christmas. I know that Christmas has been hijacked. People that don't believe in the birth of Jesus Christ have taken Christmas and redefined it into the season of giving, where we give gifts to one another, but there's no mention of God. They even say Xmas because they want to X the Christ out of the word Christmas, which those of you that don't know, the word Christmas itself means Christ Mass. Christ Mass, M-A-S-S. They drop the S, which means it is a Christian gathering to remember the birth of our Savior, our Redeemer, because had he not been born, we could not have been saved. So no, it's not biblically enforced or anything like that. But when the Bible says bring you gifts unto man, when the Bible says you bring your tithes and your offering, he says you're doing the least of those things expected. So we give additional gifts to God. That means we give additional recognition. I don't wait till Sunday to give God praise. Monday through Friday and Saturday is still good time to offer up praise to my God. That means by the time Sunday get here, I'm ready to go. The wheels are already, I hit the praise running.
Amen.
Woman of God, I'm like you on that gospel music, and check this part out too. I love when they say Jesus. It's got to be spiritually based, but they let me know when they name the name of Jesus. That means they not sold out. They didn't compromise, because some of those contracts, they say, don't talk about Jesus. You can say God, but don't mention the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Keep it kind of bland and flat for some people that might be offended. But it's okay, because when Jesus walked this earth, people opposed our Lord face to face. So Jesus is not moved or intimidated none whatsoever by rejection. He feels sorry for the soul that rejects him, because he knows that their destiny is going to be hellbound if they don't repent. So that's why we, woman of God, we minister, we reach out, we testify so much so, because the Bible declares that God said that he would have no person to be lost. Amen. So what motivates you, woman of God? What motivates you, woman of God? What's your immediate motivation in Christ?
My motivation, I've been saying this saying that I got from a dear loved one. I gave up everything for the one thing. So my motivation is always that no matter what I go through, the one thing that matters is God. He matters to me. He matters so much to me that the air that I breathe is not taken for granted. He matters so much me when I blink my eyes and I have the ability to see is not taken for granted. He matters to me that when I can put together one and one and two, I still have a stable mind. It matters to me. And so that's my main focus. What matters to me, the heart, what's in the heart is what matters to me. And no, we're not perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. But the key thing that I get out of that is his glory. I won't miss the opportunity to get his glory. And so a lot of times people don't understand how important to be in his glory is, because glory means his presence. And so long as I'm going to remain God's presence, then everything else just happens. But, you know, I get to a place in life that I understand that when you are appointed and chosen by God, there is going to be some persecution. There is going to be some attacks. There is going to be some things that you're going to have to go through. But I know that without a shadow of a doubt, God would not put you in something that he does not equip you for. So that's the main thing. My main focus is knowing who he is. My journey in life of singing and ministering through song has been exceptional. I've been across the country. UK. I did a tour two years in a row. God has allowed me to be on the stage with some phenomenal singers. I was on the stage with Donald Lawrence, Jonathan McReynolds, Jonathan Dunn, just the name Tamela Main, Yolanda Adams. I used to Durham, North Carolina Festival. And so I was on the stage with some phenomenal singers. So I'm grateful to God that the opportunity I've had to be in his presence and to be able to utilize my gift and the best ability that I have. So I'm thankful and grateful for that. So it's been good.
Amen.
It's been good.
Durham, North Carolina, John P. Key territory. I know that. I know that. I got you. I feel you on that. Amen. Listen, when talking about our relationship with God, I reflect a lot of times on our Lord Jesus' prayer in John 17 when he prayed to the Father. He said, Father God, I pray that they may be one like us as you and I are one. And as we continue to submit, because that's the greatest gift, not money. See, people got it twisted. Their thinking is so earthbound. They think monetarily is the most beneficial gift that we can give God. God says, and we're going to talk about it later on the broadcast in Luke 12, 16 through 21, bigger and better, the rich man. God said, I don't need your money. He said, all the silver and gold is mine. He said, the cattle on 1,000 hills all belong to me. And then God got a sense of humor, woman of God. He said, if I were hungry, would I tell you? No. So the beautiful thing about our relationship as we grow in intimacy with God is how his will gradually and willingly becomes our will. That's the oneness that the Bible talks about when we develop the mind of Christ. The scripture says, put on the mind of Jesus Christ. That means walk in his footsteps. That means live according to his will, his way, and his word. And like my special guest woman of God, Annetta M. Williams, is saying, basically, Lord, I just want you to have thine own way.
Divine.
my God, my God. Now, there's one thing that you could call gospel singing, and then there's another thing that you can just call pleading before the Lord, and that's what you got right there on this fire gospel experience from my special guest woman of God, Annetta Williams. You took that thing right to the throne of God right there. So it's like, God, I just want to be more of what you created me to be in the first place. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's just letting God have his way. You know, you don't always, like I said before earlier, you're in that wait process and you don't always like the way it feels. But the thing is, Hannah didn't like being in the state that she was in. But the greatest thing about it, when she waited in that state, the abundance came to her. The blessings came to her. And so we don't like the way it feels, but just wait. Wait thy stay on the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Here's a good test of measurement if you just want to see where you are as a Christian. Amen. Ask yourself, am I willing to pray and ask God to help me not do what I sometimes still want to do that I know is not within the will of God? Because, see, we get saved, and spiritually speaking, our souls are saved, but our bodies are still under the work of transformation. That's why the Bible talks about the old man and the new man, the old way of our thinking and habits and haunts and friends compared to who we are now. Yes, we're saved and sanctified, but we still have memories. And guess what? We still have sometimes passions for those things that God says don't do. Amen. So as believers in Christ, we have to be authentic with God, yes, with other people, but definitely with ourselves. There's some things going on in our lives that we know, God, if you don't help me, I ain't going to be able to change this on my own. And it keeps us humble.
Amen.
I think that's why
Amen.
The Bible made it apparent to us when the Apostle Paul said, I prayed to God three times because there's this thing that was sent as a messenger of Satan, the devil, and it buffets me. It's causing me great pain, and I can't get away from it. And he surmised that, guess what? As gifted as I am, as anointed and called as I am, God allows this buffeting to keep me humble. So he said, you know what? I would rather just glorify in the pain that I'm going through for the cause of Christ than to be free from it. Because if it's drawing me closer to Christ, if it's making me more what God wants me to be, then I will endure the pain that comes along with serving God. So listen, saints of God, sometimes we just have to just be humble and accept some things and be willing to continue on. Because like Woman of God is going to sing in a short time, we're still a work in progress. Now, Woman of God, we know that you are there with Mama Dear at the hospital, and we appreciate this time that you've taken to be with us. But we want the saints of God to know that ministry and opportunities to glorify God comes in maybe some of the most unexpected times. So I thank you for your willingness to continue to still be with us on this fire gospel experience. And we're not going to hold you long because we know your heart is right there with Mama, and our hearts are right there with Mama. And before we just allow you any closing comments, we do want to say a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for this woman of God. We've already prayed before we went live, but we want to pray with the listening audience for this woman of God, Annetta M. Williams, her dear mother, that you know the state that she's in, Father God. And you cover us all, believers. As a matter of fact, you reign on the good and the evil, the just and the unjust, because your grace, your mercy, and your love extends to all forms of life, human life, animal life, plant life. So, Father God, we thank you for the life of the mother of our special guest, Annetta M. Williams, and whatever it is that you have declared to be so, we say amen. We say thank you. We thank you for your healing touch, your grace, your mercy. And we know, Father God, that it's a beautiful thing to be with you one day. So whatever our appointed time is, we thank you for the fulfillment of days, that we will accomplish all the work that you have us to do. And I'm praying that you touch Woman of God, Annetta M. Williams now, and family. Give them the strength that they need, Father God, to go through this particular time of care for dear Mama. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, God. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen, amen, amen. Lord God, is there any words of encouragement and wisdom that you'd like to share with us before we let you go take care of Mama?
I just want to share with anyone who's their pursuit is to be a recording artist, their pursuit is to do this ministry and to use the gift God has given them. Just know that, you know, David was out in the field working, and the king told his father that there was someone anointed among you. Each one of the sons came, and he said, whoever it is, this oil was going to drip from this. And each one of his sons went before the king, but the oil did not drip. And so he got to the last one, and he said, do you have anyone else? And he stated to him, he said, yeah, with a puzzled look, I do, but he's not here. So sometimes you have to recognize that your gift may not be utilized at that time and in that position, in that place. But because God knows that you are appointed and chosen for a season and a time, he will beckon you from wherever you are and utilize you in that place that he needs you to be utilized. And so the thing about David, when he came before the king and the oil began to drip, it wasn't so much that the oil dripped for David to know his anointing, but he did that, the oil to drip for everyone around him to recognize his anointing. So they may not recognize your anointing in the arena or the season that you're in, but it doesn't predicate the fact that you have the anointing. So don't wait for anyone to give you what God has already equipped you and given you. God is an awesome God. He will equip you, he will assign you, and he will put you in the place that he needs you to be in. So that's the most important thing you need to know in this walk. Just stay to his will and to his way and commit to him, and everything will be well.
Amen, amen, amen. Wise words, and I promise you I'm going to follow up on that myself. Thank you, woman of God. You have blessed us so much. I'm just so appreciative to people of God, women of God like yourself that are so unashamed to live the gospel message as well as sing about it, as well as testify about it, and to quote scriptures. We live in it every day of our lives. Woman of God, how can my listeners continue to follow you on social media? And how can you be contacted for booking? I'm sure that there's going to be some programs coming up for the holidays and for the new year, 2024, brand new year. There are going to be ministers, pastors. They're going to be concert promoters that are going to hear this broadcast, and they're going to want you to be a part of their concert, revival, or whatever it is they have going on. How can you be reached for booking? And then last but not least, where can your music be downloaded?
I am on every Spotify, Amazon. My book, The 3 Hours, Reflection, Recovery, and Redemption, is currently on sale on Amazon, so they can pick that up as well. All my music is on Amazon. Spotify is on iTunes. They can pick that up. My booking information is 716-748-5916. Again, 716-748-5916. You can contact me on Elder Annetta M. Williams, my page. You can inbox me on my recording page. Inbox me, and the bookings can, I can definitely be booked through those devices.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, woman of God, we're going to continue to pray for your faithfulness and your fruitfulness in God. If there's anything that you feel like I may be able to contribute to you in any way, please feel free to get in touch with me. Don't hesitate. If I'm out and about and I find out that there was some place that I could have filled and you didn't notify me, we're going to sit down and have a spiritual one-on-one. I'm going to ask you, come on, sister. I thought we was cool. I thought we was better than that. How you going to leave me out of this kingdom work that God is doing in our lives?
I got you.
I'm fit and ready for the fight. I promise you I am. Amen. We need to have you come back, woman of God, because we did not get a chance to discuss your book. So I'm looking forward to have you come back, and we're going to continue to talk about you, your ministry, and talk more about this book that you have written, because I'm here to facilitate the people of God. I'm looking forward to a kingdom collaboration with you. As until Jesus come back, until one of us goes on to be with the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I pray God's blessings over you as well.
Amen. I appreciate that so much. And I receive that in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We are going to continue to pray for you. We're going to continue to bless God. We're going to trust God that everything will be all right. Like Keisha Grandy just started this Fire Gospel Experience off at the beginning of the show. We believe everything is going to be all right. You are in God's hand, and we believe that you're going to stay right there and be blessed by God. Amen. So listen, woman of God.
Thank you.
We appreciate you in Jesus. Looking forward to having you come back as soon as we're able. Woman of God. M. Williams. Amen. Amen. Keep her in prayer. Follow her on Facebook, on Instagram, all the information that she gave. She told you how she can be reached for booking. She also told you where her information about where her music can be downloaded. Support us. We are here for you, and we are asking that you be here for us as well. That's only fair. That's only right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I believe the Bible says you have not. Uh-oh. Because you ask not. So we just ask it in the wonderful name of our Jesus. We're going to continue with this mini gospel concert of my special guest, national recording gospel artist, woman of God, Annetta M. Williams. She ain't through. She just wants you to know that she still got it going on. That yes, indeed, we continue to stay in the face of God in a humble position, because it's our own internal struggles and weaknesses and proclivities that let us know that we need to stay closer to God and not so much on our own, because, yes, we are still a work in progress.
I need to let you know I ritual. I am just a servant that's working to be your mirror who reflects Jesus through every blessing and miracle. Every step that is critical and hardship I'm living through. I ain't supposed to be perfect. I'm called to a purpose. I'm supposed to point the world to the risen Savior. At the same time that I direct traffic, be your advocate and show love to my neighbor. But I still have my moments. I know this and I am not focused on living how I'm supposed to be. God didn't work out on the clock, never quitting time, so he's not finished with the job that he called me. I am just an object in his project, and his process is something we gotta process. So my progress is ordered by the Most High. Yo, be patient if you're putting in overtime. My God is still working.
A few witnesses that can thank God sometimes for what did not happen. Y'all feel me on it? Listen, and once he brings you through it, you can say like I say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hey, thank you so much for your grace. Your favor brought me up.
Tuning up here on this Fire Gospel Experience, thanking God for his grace, thanking God so much for all of your tender mercies towards us, your children, because I promise you, we are in need of every ounce, every drip drop of your mercy and your grace, dear Father God, and I promise you, we will appreciate it. We will not abuse it. We will not misuse it. We're going to take your grace with heartfelt gratitude, and then share that same grace with others. How can we just be benevolent receivers of God's grace and then be stuck up and stiff towards other people? That is not the way of the Lord. Thank you, man of God, Ernest Pugh. Thank you, Carrie Douglas, for sending that anointed gospel music. I appreciate all of you anointed promoters and managers that mentor these gospel artists into the ways of Christ and not compromise due to demands by radio stations or the music industry as well. I'm praying for you that you all will continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We're about to go to church right here on this fire gospel experience. Y'all know how I do. I like to mix it up and I like to just get my praise on in so many different expressions of worship and gospel music. Here's the Loving Sisters. We about to turn it over. Thank you, Jesus. Take it, because it's too much for me.
Turn it over to Jesus.
Turn it over to Jesus.
And I know he will.
Get up.
Jesus. That's what I'm calling out to. Good, good. Old school gospel music. I'm telling you right now, if your fire ain't lit right now, your wood just got wet. That's all it is.
Hello, my name is Dr. Addie J. McCaffrey, a.k.a. Dr. Addie, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained encounter of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am an inspirational speaker, author, counselor, educator, and the TV host of Wisdom Breaks with Dr. Addie. You may connect with me via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, just by looking up Wisdom Breaks with Dr. Addie. And don't forget to tell your family and friends to tune into Fire, the gospel experience, where it's all about kingdom building.
My God, it's all about kingdom building right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You just heard from Loving Sisters talking about turning it over to Jesus. And I have to send out an apology. Woman of God, Angela Breedlove sent me that music. I know y'all thought it was new. I be telling my gospel artists all the time, if y'all don't say nothing, think that it's brand new. I actually received that track almost 2 to 3 years ago. I apologize. I had to go through my email. I have received over 1,900 music submissions since the fifth year introduction of this Fire Gospel Experience. And I had to go all the way down to by my list. I had so many emails. I said, Lord Jesus, this music been sitting down here for this long. Let me go and put it on this Saturday. And I'm just so grateful, so grateful, so grateful that this music is anointed. That means it don't get old. So again, that's the Loving Sisters. Angela Breedlove keeps sending that music. I apologize. I had to go through it, and I am good to go. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So you all, we're going to stay right there because, Lord Jesus, I'm feeling that old school high. Just set my spirit and my soul on fire right now. Right now, I'm just going to stay right there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, if you don't, I want you to sit back and relax because I got something for you. It's called old school gospel music. Here is Zion Messages. We're just going to praise the Lord. Simple as that. Praise Him.
Help me praise the Lord. Help me, help me, help me praise the Lord. Why don't you say, help me, help me, help me praise the Lord. Why don't you praise the Lord? Pray you, Lord.
My God, Zion Messages coming up in here strong, talking about praise the Lord, because that's what it's really all about. We have so much to praise our God for, so much to be thankful for. Amen. And that goes right there. We are sharing from the Gospel according to the Apostle Luke, chapter 12, verses 16 through 21, where we're going to be talking about bigger and better. You know, we get crossed up sometimes. We think that the more people, the bigger the thing, the newer the thing, the better it is. But spiritually speaking, that may not equate to the same equation. The Word of God from the New International Version of the Bible says, Luke 12, 16 through verse 21, and he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Lord Jesus, he's blessed. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I'll store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20 says, but God said to him, you fool. This very night, your soul will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Verse 21, this is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God. We've all heard the saying that the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And that's not just some random coincidence. There's reasons why rich people keep getting richer. And we poor folk keep on struggling just to get by. It's because the rich people strategically make deep evolving plans to not only keep their riches tucked away and secret, but their hunger and thirst for more riches reaches epidemic and addictive proportions and levels that becomes highly irresistible. While we're living, eating, sleeping, enjoying life to the very best of our God-given abilities, they're up at night scheming and dreaming of more ways to take some more of whatever they can get to pile up high riches on riches. Such is the case of our Lord Jesus' parable of a certain rich man. Luke 12 and 16, again, he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. First thing you notice is they talk about the ground. Well, the ground was created by our God. So that was the first product and resource that God provided that was neglected. And his first error after that, next error, was to himself and within himself. His fear of gratitude did not go beyond his own self-centeredness, so be careful. Not recognizing that it is and was God who allowed the rich man his success. This is where
some, if not many, believers struggle in that people who do not even recognize God are successful in accumulating great wealth, which in many cases apparently only serves to deviate them further away from God. That can be puzzling and confusing if we let it. Verse 18 says, then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. Then he even continued in his single-minded, errant ways by replying to his own disheartening mentality to conclude further wrong resolutions. Now, the money spent to tear down perfectly good barns to build brand new ones is evidence of the additional wealth surplus that could have first provided tithes, offerings, and donations back to God through the church. And then, yeah, donations could have been given to the poor and those in need. Remember the rich young ruler that came to our Lord Jesus and what was recommended to him? Matthew 19:21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that you hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me. Verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The very thought and idea of releasing the wealth that many of us that use as a testament that are blessed with riches, a testament of superiority over others, is a life-threatening and extremely fearful to them. They can't let it go. Many have ended their own lives suicidally rather than to live a life foreign to them without their closely guarded riches. And again, to disregard God as the sole provider is why our Lord said in Matthew 19:23, then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, verse 24, I said to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Wow. Now, that is a blow. It's not saying it's impossible, but it is those riches that have a higher place to some people that have them that should go to God. That's the bottom line. We're talking about bigger and better here on this Fire Gospel Experience. From the apostle according to the gospel according to the apostle, let me get that part, Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 21. Talking about bigger and better. Amen. Go back there. Here's the music sent to this Fire Gospel Experience by woman of God, Hannah Comier. Gwen Price is saying, never let go. Not talking about those riches. We're going to let them riches go because we know that the one that gave the riches is God. So we not going to never, ever let go of our God. Amen.
Save.
I promise you, I will never, ever, ever let go of your hand. Lord Jesus, the devil is going to try to persuade us to believe sometimes that when God is silent, that God is not there. No, God is silent sometimes because just like it takes soil, water, and sunlight for that seed to finally break through the ground and blossom, God wants time to let the soil of our heart be watered with his word so that we will break through and receive the sunlight of his ongoing nurturing and care. Thank you, woman of God, Gwen Price, for encouraging us to never let go. And again, woman of God, Hannah Cormier, looking for you, woman of God, and the man of God, Cormier, to be my special guest for the gospel. Just putting it out there, just waiting patiently for you all. I have seats reserved for y'all. So when y'all ready, guess what? I'll be ready for you. We are still discussing bigger and better from Luke, the 12th chapter, 16 verse through 21. And where we left off, we were quoting some scriptures where our Lord Jesus in Matthew 19 and 23 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven." Verse 24 says, "And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." The reason is that dragging their riches in their minds, hearts, and soul leaves no room on the very thrones of their hearts where our God sits. And he's supposed to sit, and God alone is to be upheld there in their heart, not their riches. Verse 19 says, "And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy and eat, drink, and be merry." The mistaken fantasy that the rich people make is now that they have riches as their provider instead of God, their mistaken belief is that things that are now shall always be the same. But God, verse 20, said unto him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" There's that word again. Now we read, see, and hear of the consequential abrupt and sometimes tragic ending of many wealthy actors, athletes, entertainers, business people, etc., whose lives are cut short because of wild and reckless decisions and their very bad company that they keep. This is why our God tells us to submit ourselves to him first and foremost, and then under godly earthly church leadership. These are coverings from and against our own potentially wrong thinking, conclusions, and surmising, like the rich, because you can have the mentality of wrong thinking like the wealthy and the rich and still don't have the money. You can lust after it and still come to the wrong conclusion. Verse 21 says, this is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves. There's that word again. But is not rich toward God. It's not that our God is against riches, wealth, and those who possess it. God knows how we can allow riches, wealth, and too many successes sometimes in this life to possess us instead of God possessing us and we possessing God. Riches has the great tendency to bring out of a person's mind, heart, and soul what lies within them, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Their wealth allows them to bully and impose their will on others around them without kindness, respect, and regard when they have not the love of God in them. Psalms 37 and 16 says, "Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked." Mark 8:36 says, "For what will a profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" God would have people to be saved and none lost, but God must have the first priority in everyone's life, and he will not take a lesser position to anyone or anything. Now, that's bigger, and that's better right there. God is bigger and God is better than anything that we can contrive, that we can conceive of, that we can fabricate or manufacture. Amen? Yes, indeed. Amen. Amen. And amen goes right there. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience, making it known what thus says the Lord. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Some real gospel truth up in here, because that's what's going to sustain us. Not crossing our fingers, not hoping and wishing things just going to automatically, somehow, mysteriously, way, somehow, just all come together. No, we have a God that brings our lives to certain points of success, but it's based upon how faithful we remain to him. So if that's what you're looking for, then praise the Lord, because you are on your way to a well-manufactured success put together by the Creator himself. Talk about God and God alone, because that's what he does. It's up to us to just believe that he will do everything that he said. And not only that, you'll go from survivor to thriver. Here's woman of God, Mika Morrow, talking about being a survivor, being an overcomer in God.
I know you thought that you wouldn't make it through the pain and devastating times, but you're still here. I know that you've been tested, tried, and through it all, he has never let you fall. There's so much more in store for you, but you're still here, yeah. In your tongue. You wanted to end it all and leave this world behind, but you continue to believe, press on in spite of disbelief. Just look at what you survived. Look at how you survived.
Tell me of a place where there is no more crying, and they tell me in this place there won't be no more dying. They tell me that the blind will see, and they tell me that the lame will walk. They tell me that the deaf will be able to hear, long, and the dumb will be able to talk. Somebody tell me,
how do I get there?
How do I get there?
How do I get there?
Somebody help me, please.
How do I get there?
Tell me, how do I get there?
Don Bryant on the Tribe Gospel Experience. He has some real poignant and personal soul-stirring question. How do I get there? How do I get to the point where, God, you look at me and have mercy and smile on me and forgive me and help me walk this walk, help me talk this talk, and help me for you? How do I get there? Thank you, man of God. Don Bryant. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you all sending me those birthday shouts out, those birthday wishes, those birthday love gifts yesterday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate each and every one of those birthday wishes. You all bless my heart. Y'all bless me indeed. I tell y'all like I told them on Facebook, 63 is not how old I am. It's just how long I've been here. Bible declares that God will renew our strength like the eagles. And I'm walking around here, talking around here, living it because it's showing up proof in my life. I'm blessed. And so are you. I want to leave y'all with one final word, but I certainly want to thank my gift, special guest, author, woman of God, national recording, gospel artist, woman of God, Annetta M. Williams, for coming in and breaking spiritual bread with us and encouraging us to keep on keeping on in the blessed and beautiful name of our Lord Jesus. I want to leave y'all with one final word. Always make room for an entrance to positivity, and always make room for a door to exit negativity. Amen. I want to leave y'all with some good gospel music from my special guest. She just came in and just blessed us so
I'm just so grateful for the people of God that come in and have such a poignant gospel message and have such a soul-stirring and nurturing gospel ministry. Amen and amen goes right there. You all just be blessed by God. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, because he is the originator of all good things, of all great things, that will consequently be blessed and shared to us by God. So isn't God just a wonderful thing? I thank y'all. I bless y'all. I praise y'all for loving God the way that you do. Amen and amen goes right there. I'm just thankful, y'all. Just blessed by God to be here. So, in the meantime, until you all have been blessed by God to walk in the beautiful light, here's woman of God, Amanda Antunes, letting us all know that there is healing in this house. Yes. And we thank you, Jason Nathan, for always supporting us. Amanda Antunes, yes, there's healing in this house because Jesus, our God, is in the house. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on, let's go higher. Let's go into the presence of the Share a bit of mercy. So live my life.
You can try to get it on.